Good morning, everyone. Who has a hymn for us? Anybody? This little boy up here?
Five.
Number five. Can someone start that for us, please?
Oh, happy day that breaks my joy.
Boys and girls, I hope everybody can say that it was a really happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. So I trust each one of us this morning is trusting the Lord Jesus as our Savior. And I used to really enjoy all the children's meetings at conferences that I would go to when I was younger, because those meetings I could really understand. And as I got older, I got more and more out of the other meetings too, but often the children's meeting was the meeting that I got the most out of, because it was usually the simplest for me to understand. And that's why the children's meeting is so important. And the thing we really want you to understand today is that you can have the Lord Jesus for your own Savior if you don't have Him yet. And then today can be your happy day. Last night, many of us heard how that Mr. Payette told us that we only had today. We weren't sure if there was going to be a day today. Because yesterday, today was tomorrow. It's a little bit complicated, but we weren't sure if there was going to be today or not. And you know, thank God there is today. Because maybe there's somebody here that didn't accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior last night. Well, now you can do so this morning. You can have a happy day today by accepting the Lord Jesus today. Let's sing a couple of more while people are coming. Who else has one? Forty-four. This is a beautiful one. Someone start it, please.
Into the camp where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carry to me. Nobody ever has told it to me.
Story is about a little boy. And this little boy, he never heard about the love of the Lord Jesus before until somebody told him. And you know, there's some little boys and girls here today. And this is something that you can do. You can tell other little boys and other little girls that you know about the Lord Jesus too. I'm going to tell you a little story. When I was a boy, I went to public school. And one time, when I was in grade 3, I went to school. And one of the little girls that I went to school with, her name was Kristen. And she wasn't at school. And do you know what? She never, ever, ever, ever came back to school again. She was in my class in grade 3. And I remember her very well. And I remember we would play and talk and have fun at school. And one day she never came back again to school. You know what happened to Kristen? She got hit by a car. and she died. And you know, I've thought about that many times for many, many years, because I went to grade 3 a long time ago. And for many years, I've thought about this girl, and I thought about that I never told her about the Lord Jesus. I never did. I never did. And it's always bothered me since I was in grade 3. So boys and girls, this is important, isn't it? We can tell other people, other little people, about the Lord Jesus who died for us. Now we have time for another one. This boy back here. Number one, please. Jesus, this morning we need thy help. We need help to listen, and we need help to speak well of thee. And so we just pray that thou help us all today to gain something that would be good for our souls. We pray especially for the boys and girls here this morning. We think of how we heard the gospel last night, of how there's still room in heaven for us. And we just would pray if there's someone who has not come to the Lord Jesus and asked him to be their Savior, that today, right now, that boy or girl, or perhaps even an older one, would come to the Lord Jesus and listen to his voice, lovingly saying, "Come unto me." And Lord Jesus, we thank thee for dying for us on the cross, for allowing people like us to crucify thee, to hang thee up, to die. And we think of those hours of darkness, Lord Jesus, when the sins of each one of us who would ask thee to be our Savior would be placed upon thee by God. And when thou wouldst be punished, Lord Jesus, so that our sins could be paid for and that we could go free, so that we could go to heaven when the Lord Jesus comes to take us. And we look forward, Lord Jesus, very much to this. But we pray if there's somebody that's not ready, that's not accepted thee as their Savior yet, that they may come today, come right now. And we pray this, Lord Jesus, in thy precious name. Amen. Amen. Many of you know, because my brother Rob talked about a friend of mine who went to heaven last week. You heard how that my brother Rob asked for prayers at his funeral. And this man, we'll talk just for just a brief moment about him. He was a very special man to me. He was one of my best friends that I ever had in this world. We worked together for many years, but there was something very special about this man, and that was that he loved the Lord Jesus so much. And it had an effect on me. Because he loved the Lord Jesus so much, it helped me love the Lord Jesus more too. And so I loved that man very much. There was something special about this man. He was a Jew. He was a Jewish man. And you know, there's another man that I love far more who's a Jew too. And that's the Lord Jesus. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are Jewish who don't love the Lord Jesus. But this man, who was a friend of mine, his name was Howard. Howard was a Jew who did love the Lord Jesus. And he meant a lot to Howard. And Howard wanted his family, who was Jewish, to come to the Lord Jesus too. And I think that's why my brother Rob asked special prayer, because the message that Howard wanted spoken at his funeral was for his family, particularly those who were Jewish, to come to the Lord Jesus too. So Howard asked us, those who had a little part in his funeral, he asked us to speak on specific things from the Bible for his friends and family to accept the Lord Jesus too. And so he asked me to speak about Isaiah 53. And we're not going to talk specifically about that this morning, but I had to do a little bit of preparing for my discussion of Isaiah 53. And I've had a little bit of time to do that in the last few days. So I did that. And I didn't prepare very well compared to how some people have, I suppose. But I've really enjoyed what I did learn about Isaiah. And I want to share a little bit about that today. So at the beginning of our talk, I would like to make a little bit of make things maybe a little clearer for the children. And so I brought some things with me today. And I would like someone to come up to the front and tell everyone what this is. So can I have a volunteer? How about this little boy here in the blue? You come right over here so they can hear you. No, you come up here. Now what is this?
Tractor.
A tractor. And it's a box, isn't it? So if we open this box, why don't you open it? You pull this tab up. And okay, so inside this box with the tractor on it, is what?
A puzzle.
A puzzle. So if we read on the front of the box, it says 46 pieces, and the finished size of this puzzle is 2 feet by 3 feet. Now, I want you to reach in here and pull out one of the pieces of the puzzle. And on one side is a picture, part of a picture, and on the other side is a part of the picture. So it's very, very difficult to do this puzzle. This puzzle belongs to my little grandson, Paul. And somebody was very kind and bought him this puzzle, but I thought, boy, this is going to be very hard for Paul to do, because one side of this piece is what color?
Orange.
And the other side?
Yellow.
Yellow. So there's two pictures that have to be completed. One picture's orange and one picture's yellow. But little Polly's going to have to figure out how to do this and build this tractor and whatever else is on the other side. So you can sit down now. You put that in. Thank you. So, children, you know what puzzles are, right? Most of you have done them and enjoy doing them. And at the retirement home where I go sometimes, there's some big puzzles. And even older people like to do puzzles too. Some of these puzzles have thousands of pieces that people do. It takes a long time to do it. Well, I have some other things I'd like to show too. So I need another volunteer. This little boy here with the argyles. Yeah, you. You can come up. What is this? A shoebox. So you can open that box. And what's inside? You tell everybody. You talk over this way.
100 pieces.
100 pieces? Pieces of paper. I would say that there's hundreds of pieces of paper in this box. Why don't you hold up a few little pieces? Let's not drop them, though, okay? Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of little pieces, and these pieces used to be two great big pieces of paper. And there's all kinds of writing and typing and all kinds of stuff on them. Yeah. Okay, now you can sit down. Thank you very much. So we have these pieces of paper that used to be two big pieces, but there's a whole bunch of little shreds of paper. And you know what happens when that falls on the floor? It makes a big mess. And our dads and moms don't like that, do they? When there's ripped paper and torn paper all over the place. Now I have another thing I want you to come up to the front, somebody. Let's get a girl this time. This girl with the Gypsy Boy song. Okay. Let's open up this envelope. This is another puzzle. She's being very careful because she knows that there's something inside and she doesn't want to rip what's inside. That's very smart. Okay, now if you reach inside and pull out what's in there. Actually, there's a few things in there. There's a puzzle in here. Now what I would like you to do is I would like you to just put the pieces, let's see, let's put it on them on this chair right here. And you try to make the puzzle work. There's a few pieces, and my wife wrote it out nice and neatly, because if I'd have done it, no one could have read it. I think we're going to have the puzzle pretty quick here. There you go. Perfect. Excellent. Thank you. You can sit down. So this girl put the puzzle together. And what it is a piece of paper. And my wife wrote out this verse. All we like sheep have gone astray. And the reference to that is Isaiah 53, verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. Now I need another volunteer. This little boy over here. I need you to open this one. And I tape these envelopes up pretty good. So it's a lot of work to get into them. Because I wanted to make the point that there's a lot of work that's gone in to finding the Word of God and to understand what the words are and what they mean. And we're going to talk about that, boys and girls, in a few minutes. Just pull it real hard. Just pull right across. That's it. See if you can slip your fingers in. Good. Okay, now let's pull out what's inside and look at it. I'll take that. Now, can you come over here and read that?
He bare the sins of many. Isaiah 53:12.
Excellent. Can you leave that with me and then you can sit down, okay? Thank you very much. So you can see, boys and girls, this is a big sheet of paper, isn't it? And this little boy that helped me, he didn't have to put the puzzle together like this little girl did. So it was a lot easier for him, but then he had to read it for us. So I gave him extra work to do too. Now what's very important is that we saw that this box had all these shreds of paper in it. And to put them all together like they used to be would take a lot of work. Would take us hours and hours and hours, just like putting together a very complicated puzzle. And we understand that, right? Putting together puzzles. Well, then this one, that it was only in 8 pieces, it took some time to put it together, and she's smart, so she got it together looking really good, and she used some of the rips of the paper, perhaps, to help her to know how to put it together. But this one wasn't ripped at all, so it was a lot easier to figure out. Now, I need another volunteer. Let's see. What about that little girl there? Can you open this? What do you... Oh. What if I help you a little bit? Okay. There. Now, can you get out what's inside? Don't cut yourself on the edge. Be careful. There. Okay. Now, do you want to open that up? To take that elastic off. Perfect. We'll get rid of this elastic. Now open that up. Okay. Okay, now let's put it up this way. And you hold that end there with that handle. And I'll hold this end. And let's see, I'll come over here. There. Now you hold it up as high as you can. Good. Now, who can read this for us? Someone in the back. You know what, I'm going to pick on my brother Rob back there. Rob, can you read it for us, please?
With his stripes we are healed, Isaiah 53:5.
Thank you. Now you can sit down, okay? Thanks very much. Who can tell me what this is? This girl. A can. And what's this? A lid. And the lid goes on the can like this. And that little girl, she was a big help. But we had to work hard to get the lid off, didn't we? Now, if you wanted to keep something from getting wet, which would you rather have the item that you wanted to keep from getting wet in? Would you rather have it in a box like this with a cardboard lid, wherever the lid is? It's underneath here. So if you had something that you didn't want to get wet, would you rather have it in this box with holes in it or this tube that has a lid that's very secure? Who has an answer? This little boy here. Either of you. Which one? Which one would you rather have?
Josh.
Josh, which one? The can. Because it's sealed. And because it's sealed, whatever you would put in here would be less apt to get wet and damaged, right? Remember that. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Well, many parts of the Bible, God's Word, were written a long, long, long time ago. And it's taken people a lot of time and work to take the things that were written hundreds and hundreds and sometimes thousands of years ago and to put them into our language so that we can read them today in the Bible. Now, I read some verses together with you. One of them was, "All we like sheep have gone astray." Another one was, "He bare the sins of many." And then we had this one here that's so special. And it says, "With his stripes we were healed." We are healed. Now let's think about these verses for a minute. And you know, these verses were written a long, long time ago, boys and girls. A long, long time ago. How long ago do you think the verses were written? Does anybody know? This little boy over here. 100 years ago. Well, would it surprise you if I said that if you took 100 and multiplied it by 27, then you would be more correct? So over 2,700 years ago, this verse was written down by the prophet Isaiah. And why did God get him to write this and tell him what to write? Because God wanted me and he wanted you to know these verses about Jesus, the Son of God. Now let's talk for a minute about some of the Bible that we have. So if you open to Isaiah, let's just do that. If you have a Bible, you open your Bible to Isaiah chapter 1. And one of the wonderful things about the Bible is because it's God's word and it's God's book, it always defines, or it generally defines, when it was written. And so we can find in the first chapter of Isaiah that in verse 1, that this book was written during the times of four kings: Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. And so we know from history approximately when this book of Isaiah was written. It was written a long time ago. And God, in his wisdom, allowed manuscripts, parts of the ancient languages that God wrote down by his servants like Isaiah, to be preserved down through the years, down through the time, so that then they were translated into the English language so that we have them in our Bible today. And it's things that God wanted us to know. Now, before we go any further, I want to explain why we have all this stuff on these chairs. Because some of the things that were written down, you know, a long time went by. And some of the things that were written down kind of got damaged. And you know, this is a piece of paper. But 2,800 years ago, they didn't have paper like this. And so a lot of the Bible that we have now that's in paper on our laps, and we're thankful for it, a lot of the Bible was written on all kinds of different things. Some of it was on animal skins, like leather on your belt. And there was marks in the leather that was preserved for thousands of years. And some of it was on even copper sheets, like pennies that are all rolled smooth, that have marks on it. And some of it was on some funny kinds of paper that we would laugh at if we used that at school. But, you know, that's what they had and that's what they used. And so down through the years, many of the writings of the prophets and so on that we've had this morning, they started to break down. And so remember this box that had all the pieces of paper in it? Some of the early writings of these prophets have broken down so much that it's like little tiny pieces of paper like this that people have to try to figure out like a puzzle how it goes together. And there's thousands and thousands of little pieces that they have to put together to make it like a puzzle so they can understand exactly what God wanted us to know. And many people have worked very hard to make that happen so that we can have the Word of God preserved to us. So there's things like that. Then there's other things that were written on certain substances like leather that lasted a lot better. And so it's like this one here that's only 8 pieces. And so it's easier to put it together. And then there were some pieces of the Bible that were in containers like this that had lids on them. And so you know what happened? Quite a few years ago, a little boy, he found one of these. He found one. And you know how he found it? He was walking through the desert and he saw a hole. There was a cave. And he took a rock and he threw it in the hole. And he heard this noise. Boom! It was a clay pot. And it got broke when his rock hit it. And guess what happened? He said, "What's that noise? I'm going to go find out." And he went in and he found one of these. He looked inside and he found this. And he took it to some people and he said, "Look what I found." And you know what they said? They said, "Oh, that's part of the Bible. We know what that is. Let us have it. Oh, please, can we have it? Can we buy it? Can we pay lots of money for it?" And you know what they did? They opened it up and they read it and they looked at it and they said, "This is amazing. This piece of leather was written at the same time as the Lord Jesus, or maybe even a little bit before. It was before or at the same time as the Lord Jesus was alive on the earth 2,000 years ago." And they looked at it and they read it, and you know what they found out? They found out that it was exactly, almost entirely, the same as the book of Isaiah. 66 chapters were all written just like we have in our Bible. And you say, "Well, why are you saying this?" Well, God wants us to know that His Word is absolutely true, even though it was written so long ago, boys and girls. And God's Word is that such that He wants us to get to know the Lord Jesus. Now, we had 3 verses today. One of them was, "All we like sheep have gone astray." And the apostle, or the prophet Isaiah, wrote down this verse because he wanted me to know this verse. And God told him what to write. "All we like sheep have gone astray." That means that we've gone away from God. And it says that we've gone astray. Does that mean? That means that we're lost. And somebody told me once, you know, that we're really born lost. And so, boys and girls, we heard about this last night, that the Lord Jesus came into the world to save us from our sins. And even though we've gone astray, there's a way to come to God through the Lord Jesus. Now it says in this other verse that we had, it says, "He bare the sin of many." He bare the sin of many. Now, what it doesn't say, it doesn't say that He bare the sins of everybody. He doesn't say He bare the sin of everybody. And you know, that's why we have this meeting today. Boys and girls, your dad and your mom may have accepted the Lord Jesus as their Savior. And that's wonderful if they have. And maybe, like me, you have a big brother. And you all saw my big brother come up to the front here. My big brother, he accepted the Lord Jesus as his Savior before I did. But he did. And so that was good for me, because that helped me want to accept the Lord Jesus as my Savior too. So the Lord Jesus bare my sins because I accepted him as my Savior when I was a boy. Now what about you? Have you accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Because if you have, then he has borne your sins, and you can say that you're one of the many who have come to the Lord Jesus and have had your sins forgiven. But if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus yet, then you can't say that you're one of the many who has accepted him. But why don't you come to the Lord Jesus this morning? Because if you do, then you can say that you're one of the many people who have had your sins borne by the Lord Jesus and paid for on the cross of Calvary. Now, there's this last verse that we've had. With his stripes, we are healed. If the Lord Jesus doesn't come this morning, the next meeting at the conference is a very special meeting. And I really enjoy this meeting that's coming if the Lord Jesus hasn't come this morning. And that's called the Remembrance of the Lord Jesus, or the Breaking of Bread. And in that meeting, boys and girls, we have the privilege especially of remembering how the Lord Jesus died for our sins. And on the table in the middle, we have a loaf. And that loaf speaks of his body. And then there's a cup. And the cup is filled with wine. And that speaks to us of his blood. And so in that meeting, we have the privilege, those of us who love the Lord Jesus, those of us who have accepted him as our Savior, we have the privilege of thinking about him and what he has suffered for us. But it says here, with his stripes we are healed. That's how our sins are forgiven. It's because of the stripes of the Lord Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean stripes like this on a tie. What does it mean, stripes? Who can tell us? Somebody. I'm going to pick on somebody older in a minute. How about Dr. Prost? What are the stripes that this verse tells us about?
Sufferings the Lord endured on the cross for our sins.
That's it. So the Lord Jesus, when he died on the cross, he was punished for my sins. He took my punishment because I asked him to be my Savior. And boys and girls, right now, if you haven't done that for yourself, ask the Lord Jesus to take away your sin, to bear your sin, and to take the punishment that you deserved for the sins that you have done, so that when you think of the Lord Jesus, you can think of him as your Savior, as the one who took your load of sin, and then you can thank him too. You know, it's such a privilege on Lord's Day to come into the presence of God, to thank the Lord Jesus for what he's done for us, and what a Savior we have. And if there's somebody here this morning and you haven't come to the Lord Jesus, he wants you to come today. He wants you to accept him as your Savior. And all you have to do is just ask him into your heart and accept him as your Savior and ask him to take your sin, to take the punishment that you deserved. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank thee so much for going to the cross of Calvary and for bearing the sins that we have done. We think of the stripes that thou didst bear, the punishment so that we could be healed, so that our sins could be forgiven. And our God, we thank thee this morning for giving thy Son, thy well-beloved Son, to die for us. And so we just thank thee for the privilege that we have to be together in this way. We give thee our thanks, Lord Jesus, for this time that we've had to reflect on thy goodness. And we thank thee, too, for thy word that has been preserved down through the ages for us, that many people have worked so hard to put together, and that thou hast preserved for us so that we would know thy thoughts and love for us. We give thee thanks, Lord Jesus, now in the precious name, thy precious name. Amen. Amen.